Greetings and salutations. My name is Colin Moriarty, 20-year veteran of video games media, OG PlayStation podcaster, and more recently game developer. And I'd like to cordially invite you to the internet's most beloved PlayStation podcast, Sacred Symbols. Sacred Symbols is an authoritative and funny labor of love. I co-host it with popular comedian and YouTuber Chris Raygun and newcomer Dustin Furman. And each and every week, we delve into all of the news and new releases emanating out of the world of PlayStation. And we like to do it our way, with a unique mixture of commentary, analysis, and humor. A mixture that makes our podcast one of the most popular in all of gaming. It's free to listen to on podcast services of your choice, so pause what you're listening to right now and go subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc., etc. Join our loyal legion of some 50,000 listeners on Sacred Symbols, a PlayStation podcast.
Hey friends, Selena Spooky Boo, the host of the Haunted Estate podcast here, the internet's favorite spooky weirdo. I might have 21 million followers who love my comedy, but I'm a spooky girl at heart, always. Over at the Haunted Estate, we talk about all things paranormal, dark, and mind-bending. But don't worry, we still keep it funny. Are you the kind of person that needs to look at that car accident when you drive by? You just can't look away? Then the Haunted Estate is the show for you. Pause this episode and come find me wherever you subscribe to podcasts. It's free. I can't wait to welcome you to the Haunted Estate.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dan is sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. And, of course, this is Dead in Sports 365, Day 2. It was a busy, busy day in the NFL, and a lot of things were shaken out in terms of playoff positioning and stuff like that. But in this video, I'm going to highlight the three things that stood out to me. And then I will ask you to share the three things that stood out to you in the comment section. So let's get to it. Also, shout out to Scooby. The first, Bill motherfucking Belichick. You know, a lot of motherfuckers was talking shit when Brady went and won the Super Bowl. Congratulations to that cheater. But in the process, people were shitting on Bill Belichick, saying, oh, look, I guess it was Brady all along. Well, motherfuckers, what do you think now? Because last year, he had sorry-ass Cam Newton, Spam Newton, as the quarterback, and he wasn't able to get anything done. We saw what Cam did today, this year. Nothing. Ask Shelton. So, with a rookie, Mac Jones, and of course, half his damn team back, all he did was make the playoffs and go 10-6. You know, that's all he did. With the guy who hasn't played a lick of NFL professional football, or I guess that's the same thing. But either way, you know what I'm talking about. Bill Belichick. So now we can say that maybe it was just the both of them. The second one, of course, is Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is that guy. Man, yo, if you guys have been following Dead in Sports for damn near the 8-9 years we've been existing, you know that I have been big on Joe Burrow since the LSU days. And he got drafted by Cincinnati, got hurt, you know, whatever. But he came back and he's shown that he is definitely the man. Down 14 points to the Super Bowl winning MVP Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, who are on a hot streak. Joe Burrow made the comeback and got it done with clutch throw after clutch throw to the guy that they said couldn't fucking catch COVID in preseason, or not even preseason. I think it was damn in the goddamn camps. They said he had bricks for hands. He couldn't catch shit, but he catching every goddamn thing. Now he put up a record setting performance and the Chiefs couldn't do anything with him. And if you guys watched that Ohio State Buckeyes game last night, you know, I was talking about Jackson Smith and how he went off. Man, it looked like the same damn thing right now, except it was up against some professionals, man. So both of them got it going, and Joe Burrow smoked that cigar. They are the division champs, and they have a slight chance of actually becoming the number one seed. So the Bengals, you got your guy in Joe Burrow, you got your running back in Joe Mixon, and you got your receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. Now build that line and build that defense and take it and see where it goes. See where it goes. The last thing, man. They should have left this motherfucker where he was at. They should have cut this motherfucker when he came with the fake vaccine card or whatever it was. But Antonio Brown has once again showed his ass off. He showed his whole upper body off because this motherfucker decided that he was going to have a goddamn temper tantrum on the sidelines after it is reported that Bruce Arians tried to get him to go in the game. Now, I don't know what happened before all of this thing took place that caused him to tell Bruce Arians no. I don't know what happened, but all I know is Bruce Arians, it is reported, said that he asked AB to go back in the game. AB was like, nah, I'm good. Then he asked him again. AB said no. And then next thing you know, he was like, all right, get the hell out of here. And, you know, he flipped out, took his jersey and all this shit off, threw his shit off and ran off the side and ran up the goddamn tunnel, waving to people. I saw what Brady had to say, and Q's been big on, you know, the guy need, like, help or whatever, and I understand all that, and that's cool. But regardless of the situation, this motherfucker is out here acting a goddamn fool, and he's just a goddamn problem, man. And I think one of the things that stood out to me, or a slight takeaway, is that, you know, people kind of looked at Tomlin and was like, oh, you can't control these motherfuckers. Nah, man, there are just some people in the world that you just can't control, and AB is one of those guys. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers only got 1 year or year and a half out of him. And here we are. So we'll see how that affects the Buccaneers moving forward. They did manage to come back and win this game because the New York Jets are absolute trash and makes horrible decisions. But nevertheless, you know, everybody know you can't give Brady that much time, but this isn't 4 takeaways. This is motherfucking 3. So anyway, that's it for this video. It's Dennis Sports 365, video number 2. We're going to get some of the other guys in here as well, but man, we can't miss a day. So here I am. Let me know, what are the 3 takeaways that you took from today's action in the NFL? I will see you guys tomorrow.